The real estate market in North Carolina is hot.
This crowd shows what an unbelievable demand there is for houses.
I'm talking people offering tens of thousands of dollars over asking price hot.
Sales are soaring 50, 100, 500,000, even 1 million.
The increasing interest from home buyers and companies wanting a presence in the state is especially evident in and near the Triangle. You know, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, to name a few places.
North Carolina's in the middle of a population boom.
So whether you're moving to the Tar Heel State, or maybe you already live here, or maybe you're a first-time home buyer and you want to know what the heck is going on with housing prices, this is the podcast you want to listen to. From Capital Broadcasting Company in Raleigh, you're listening to Real Estate Rush, North Carolina.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Real Estate Rush, North Carolina. I am Chris Lovinggood, your host here. And again, if you listen to the intro, it's this entire podcast is to address this wild market that we're in right now, specifically in North Carolina. We're talking about the Triangle for our first focus. And whether you're moving here or you've lived here for a while, I firmly believe this is what you want to listen to get some of the answers to some things you may be wondering on what's happening here right now. And I could not think of a better first guest than Leslie Williams with the Leslie Williams Realty Group, but she's also the president of the Raleigh Regional Association of Realtors. She has an entire slew of accolades. You have so much experience, and I thought you'd be the best person to talk to. So thanks for being my first guest on the show.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'm glad to be with you today, Chris.
So we want to talk about the inventory level because, again, so many people are moving here right now, and I just want to set the stage for what it looks like right now. My fiance and I closed on our house back in January of 2022, and to get to that point was a nightmare, trying to find a house that was reasonable for what we were looking for, but also not just in terms of price, but space too. So kind of paint a picture of what the inventory looks like.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to give you a comparative between June 2021 and 2022. So we had approximately 29, almost 3,000 homes in the MLS for sale in the Triangle in 2021. It is 4,821 to date. So we've seen an improvement, although there has been, you know, a shortage around the country, almost 5 million homes down. But I think that we're improving. The numbers have pretty much doubled since last year in terms of inventory. Today.
So we're seeing a little bit of an improvement there.
Yes, we're seeing improvement there. Absolutely. So buyers who are out there looking should remain encouraged because there will be a shift. The market is shifting, but prices are still remaining strong though. But we will see more inventory come in, but it will just be a little slower.
So I want to get a little specific. You said stay hopeful. And for some people, I mean, I met a couple, you know, not too long ago, and they said, you know, they've been looking for a house and they originally thought, oh, we're going to spend X amount of dollars. But the longer they stayed in the market, unable to find the property they wanted, they had to just continue to increase the amount that they were willing to spend. So, I mean, can you kind of paint a picture? What would someone get, let's say, for like a $300,000 home in this market? And you can kind of focus on Raleigh. If you want to dip into Durham, you're welcome to do that.
Okay, well, for right now, Raleigh is still, you know, a relatively expensive municipality. When I pulled some numbers this morning, we have 58 properties that are in the MLS for $300,000 or below. And that's a combination of single family properties, you know, smaller homes. And so it just really depends on the individual needs. And if you can go outside of Raleigh, say to Goldsboro or Wilson or some of those places, you'll find a little bit more affordability.
And a lot of people, I feel like that seems to be the case. You know, we've interviewed some people who've had a look outside of this area that, yes, the job is in Raleigh, but it's like, well, if I got to commute, I guess to find a house worth my money, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And I think that that's an optimistic way to kind of look at it. You know, it's just this weekend, I was working with a first time home buyer couple and we went out to Wilson and we found them a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home for under $315, over 2,000 square feet, on almost a full acre of land. So that is optimism, that's excitement, although it's a 40-minute drive for them back to Raleigh where they work, but they were willing to make that commute to be able to get the quality of life that they were looking for and the square footage for their family. So that's what we're doing for clients. We're giving them a different perspective in terms of where they can look and the options that they have when they go outside of Wake County.
So right now, I mean, in the Raleigh market specifically, what is the hottest area? It seems like North Raleigh is pretty hot, but I mean, there's some other spaces too.
Yes, North Raleigh, the Oakwood area, but it's also a higher price point. So it's not going to be for the average median income buyer. Just to be honest, just the inventory is really, really low. And so we know whenever there's less of anything, it's just going to cost more than what most people can afford right now. I think the interest rates are also having an impact on buyers' ability to be able to purchase, because obviously in January, interest rates were a lot lower. So those who were qualifying at $300,000 in January are probably, below that, $250,000 or lower now due to the interest rate increase.
Yeah, and that's something I didn't even consider. You go to your bank, hey, I'm approved for this much. And then you find out, oh, that's not enough. Which that was the case I did. I think I applied for, a loan for X amount. And then when I was looking for properties, Christy, my fiance, she was like, I think we have to increase that. I said, okay, fair enough. And then we started looking for, around that 300 range, and that was comfortable for us. For people who are moving here, who aren't even in the Raleigh market, what would you say is a key piece of advice for them in terms of knowing about the inventory here and what you're paying for versus what you're going to get?
Well, we're still an affordable state as compared to some of the larger metropolitan states. So if you're coming from up north, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or if you're coming from Seattle or Austin, Texas, or some of those other larger areas, we're still affordable. We're still affordable compared to other areas. So we're still, Raleigh, Wake County is still a great place to live for families, but it really just kind of depends on the individual's unique situation. So I don't want to give a blanket statement that it's impossible to find affordable housing, because that number is dictated by the individual.
Hey, I really hope you're enjoying the conversation. We got a short break here, but after that, I'm going to take you to the open house segment of the Real Estate Rush podcast. Hey, welcome back. We're going to hear from my guest, Realtor Leslie Williams, in a second. But first, let's take you to the open house segment. I go to a home and I interview someone there about this episode topic. On July 23rd, my fiance and I stopped by 1101 Connolly Lane in Raleigh. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, single-family home built in 2004 with the asking price of $425,000.
You just mentioned townhomes. That seems to be what's left for that price. I mean, like in terms of like an actual backyard and like a porch and all that, you're not going to get that for less than $300,000 right now.
Unless you're going maybe possibly Fuquay, Clayton, Sanford. You just have to get a little bit further out. I'm working with some first-time home buyers right now. We're building a townhome again, but it is a 4-bedroom townhome, Dan Ryan build, that it's one of their, they brought it in from South Carolina. And it's taken a little bit longer to build, but it's, since we started in February, it's already increased value about $20,000. So I can't wait to just see what their equity is and how it's built, by the time we close, probably September is what we're looking at.
That was Judy Anderson with Costello Real Estate Investments in Raleigh. So let's get Leslie Williams' reaction to that.
Typically in new construction, particularly if you're getting at the first phase of the building process. So typically they'll start out at, a pretty moderate price. And by the time that they've sold, say, if they're going to do 10 units in their first phase and they've sold 3 of those units, what ends up happening is the price continues to increase as they continue to build. So after they sell the few, the price will go up. So what that does is it creates, equity for those people who've already purchased. And then it also creates a higher price for those who are coming in. So that's typical of new construction, that the value of the community will continue to increase, because that is the whole purpose, is to build value within that community. Because one, they've got to sell a few in order for them to be able to turn in prices, and then also what buyers are willing to pay, because buyers dictate the price in terms of what it is that they're going to be willing to pay for that home, if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense. And now I'm going to ask you to do the impossible, which is predict the future. I know you do not have a crystal ball, but you have many years of experience. Talk to me. What do you believe is going to happen with this market? Because I know in some other places, the markets have slowed down quite a bit. Things are kind of cooling off, and it has cooled down here. But I've spoken with other realtors that say, you know, in this specific market, things are going to be handled a little differently, because we still have investment from outside companies coming in now, like VinFast moving into the area. Facebook has a presence here, Google, Apple, et cetera.
I don't see the market slowing down. It's going to probably level out, but prices are still going to remain strong. I think property values would always increase. Real estate has always been one of the safest investments to get into. And I don't believe that we're going to have a dip in the market. But of course, interest rates has really had a major impact on individuals' ability to buy. So we're hoping that the government will continue to take a look at that and halt any future interest rate increases. But other than that, I think as we continue to do our advocacy work as realtors in terms of coming up with creative ways to increase the amount of homes that's available for sale, I think that that's going to help us, and obviously allow more individuals who are moving into the Triangle to be part of our economic base here. So that's what I'm predicting for the future.
And I think this is a good segue into, you know, you kind of set the tone for what you think is going to happen. So now we're going to do a solid for the people listening right now, whether they're looking for a property from a fraud or maybe they live here. Let's give some free advice to the people who are thinking about getting a house in this market. So what is the biggest tip that you would provide people who are looking at getting a home here?
Well, first, assess your budget, get your budget together, then identify what are your needs for a property, and then make a list of what your wants are. Be open and flexible to the options that are available and all that we have to offer here in North Carolina. Ideally, it's great to be able to have a very short commute to work, but in some cases that might not be possible. And just keep open and be open and optimistic. And then we can really have a really good opportunity to view the resources and availability of homes. So just stay positive.
Stay positive. And is there any, I know we kind of talked about the hottest areas right now, but is there one space that you think people should look at buying that maybe they wouldn't have considered otherwise? Or like people are like, oh, I want to be in Raleigh, but like, oh, maybe think about this area.
I think Clayton, I think Johnston County, Franklin County. We didn't talk much about Franklin County, but Franklin County is another hot area. Youngsville, Franklinton, Lewisburg. So those are some other areas that individuals are moving, which is north of Raleigh, is 20 miles north of Raleigh is Youngsville.
What makes these the hot areas that people should think about going to?
Well, for one, it is not as tapped out as some of the other larger cities in Wake County, for example. So I actually live in Franklin County. I've been in Franklin County for 20 years, and I moved from Connecticut to Franklin County. Now I've had to adjust to the ruralness bit, but over the 21 years, we've had a lot of growth and a lot of development.
Would you recommend that people get into the market right now if they want to buy, or should they just wait a little bit?
No, I think that people should go ahead and get into the market now. I don't think homes will cost less. I don't think that. I do think that we should always buying is better than renting, because when you think about it, if you're paying rent, you're not getting any equity. There are no tax write-offs. Essentially, what you're doing is you are obviously having a space and shelter. But when you own a home, you're investing in yourself, you're building generational wealth. And so that is the value always of ownership versus renting.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Leslie. And folks, for those of you tuning in, you get used to that name, because I'm going to probably bring her on again, especially to talk about generational wealth and a specific episode about new construction and some other topics that we're going to have here on Real Estate Rush North Carolina. Leslie, did you want to say anything else before we get going? Anything you wanted to?
Thank you so much, Chris, for the opportunity to speak with people. But yes, I encourage everyone who's moving to North Carolina, who's currently in North Carolina, to always seek out a real estate professional to talk about your concerns, desires, and needs, because they can really talk with you about the market, provide you resources for financing, and help you to have that conversation with yourself that's necessary to weigh out the pros and cons of investing in real estate in North Carolina. Thank you for your time.
Again, this has been Leslie Williams, the president of the Raleigh Regional Association of Realtors, and of course, of the Leslie Williams Realty Group. Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you.
Real Estate Rush North Carolina is a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Check out our full library of podcasts available, including our sports and true crime selection on WREL.com.